All set, kiddies? All set? Here's that man again, that storytelling Uncle Lumpy himself. The title of Lumpy's yarn is Orly and the Frogs. In the cast, Foley McClinic, Uncle Lumpy, and a mess of Shawnee Frog's Legs.
Well, now, once upon a time, little old Orly, he was down by the creek, and he found an old frog. So Zee taking him home, put him in the bathtub. Next day, he found some more, and he'd taken them home, too. And after a while, he had about 20 of them. Well, now his ma and pa got a little tired of trying to take a bath with 20 frogs, so they tried to make Orly get rid of them. But Orly, he liked them too much, and he wouldn't do it. So his pa, he says, I swear, Orly, you're going to turn into a frog one of these days. Well, I gone it, the very next morning, when Orly's ma went to wake him up, there's a big old green frog in Orly's bed, but no Orly. Well, sir, the old frog, he opens one eye and he looks at her and he says,
Blink, blink, morning, mama.
Ah, goodness, she near to jumped out the window and she says, who are you? And the old frog, he says,
I'm Orly, mama. Blink, blink.
She says, you ain't my Orly. And the frog, he says,
yes, I am. Blink.
Ah, goodness, it was her Orly, turned into a frog. Well, his poor ma and pa didn't know what to do, so they decided to just treat him like he was still a boy instead of a frog. So they put him on a chair at the table and give him some oatmeal. Or the frog, he looked at it and he says,
Going, 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 I hate oatmeal. Can I have a couple of my flies?
Well, his ma near to fainted, and she says, of course not. Growing boys don't eat the flies. growing frogs had... Pa, pass all of the flies. Well, directly the school bell rang. And all of the frog, he says,
Going. Goodbye, Mama and Papa.
And he hopped off down the road to school. Well, sir, all the children laughed when he took his seat, and the teacher didn't know what to do. So she had them all sing, and Orly the Frog sang the loudest of all.
Good morning to you.
Boing.
Good morning to you.
Boing.
Good morning,
dear teacher. Boing, boing. Good morning to you. Hiya, teach.
Well, now, all the children laughed so hard the teacher couldn't teach. So she says, Orly, you better go home and get a note from your mother. And Orly, he says,
What for, teacher?
And she says, I just don't know. Just get a note, that's all. Get a note. So as Orly the Frog, he says,
okay, teacher. Boink, boink.
And he hopped out the door. But on the way home, he stopped at the creek and invited a lot of frogs to his house to play. Now, it happens his ma was having a ladies' aid meeting to her house that day, and Orly and all the frogs hopped right in the front door and busted right into the meeting. And Orly, he says politely,
Hello, Mama. How do you do, ladies? Going, going. Oh, good afternoon, Miss Jones. How's your rheumatism?
Well, just then, he seen a fly on Ms. Dillon's head, and he says,
Uh-oh. Just hold still a minute, Mrs. Dillon.
And he hopped up on her lap and crawled up her arm and sat on her shoulder and snapped off the fly.
My goodness to mercy, she says, what's this?
And Orly's ma, she says, oh, shucks.
That's just Orly. He likes to play frog, so we let him.
And Mrs. Dillon, she says, well,
I got his. He certainly plays it well, don't he?
Well, that was enough for Orly's ma. And she says,
excuse me, ladies.
And she's taking Orly the frogs outdoors. Orly, she says, you just get busy and be a little boy again, or we'll feed you and all your friends to the hogs. So there. Well, Orly, he didn't want that, so he says,
okay, Mama. Blink. Blink, I'll try.
Well, sir, he did try. He put on his shoes and pants and hat to try and fool his folks, but of course he just looked funny and not a bit like a boy. And then he tried stretching himself, and he tried eating good food instead of flies, but nothing worked. He really kept trying, though, and one day his pa, he says, I swear, Orly, you just keep on a trying, and you'll turn into a little boy again. So he tried and tried, and I can't.
Next morning when his ma went to wake him up, Orla the frog was gone and Orla the little boy was a-lying in his bed. "Oh, Orly," she says, "I'm so glad you're back." And Orly, he says,
"I'm glad too, Mama. Boy, boy."
Yes, sir, he is a little boy again, excepting for his voice. And you know what happened about that?
Boy, boy, gone.
Hello, Mama.
That's all.